Welcome to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I got some great news to share right out the gate. Guess what? We're going to start having guests on the episodes again going forward, so look out for that. There's going to be some episodes coming up with guests, which is going to be awesome to have a Money Talk with some other people. And the podcast is continuing to grow, and we're continuing to gain listenership. So thank you to everyone who's listening, and please be sure to share and have a Money Talk with a friend. But today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to get rich slowly. We don't like getting rich quick because it hardly ever works. It's not a great strategy to go all in on, but long-term investing is a strategy that you can consider going all in on. So I want to talk about some opportunities that long-term investing opens you up to. Let's talk about retirement, investing, emergency funds, opportunities, and much, much more. This is going to be a fun episode today, but the money talking points for today's episode are: how can I get involved in a get rich slowly scheme? And two, what opportunities could investing open up for me? With all that in mind, let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It's a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk with Skylar Fleming to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have time to research and learn about all the things that go into personal finance, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming, and I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money, so let's get talking. Getting rich slowly obviously doesn't sound as fun as getting rich quickly. If you could wake up tomorrow and be rich, that would probably be much preferred to waking up in 40 years and being rich. But it's important to know how to get rich slowly, because if you run into some sort of get rich quick opportunity and you suddenly find yourself rich, good for you. But that's unlikely to happen. So let's teach you how to get rich slowly. It's really the only reliable way to get rich. But don't be afraid of long-term investing. It's something that you gotta do. There's so many doors that just with time, which is your most valuable resource, that doors are just gonna open. Opportunities are gonna open to make fun investments, to do fun things with your money. And if you just give your money some time, that's how long-term investing is gonna allow you to get rich. But let's talk about the impact next. Guess what? The impact is huge. There's a lot on the line when it comes to your long-term wealth. Whether you're going to try to squander every penny you have all the time in order to try to get rich, which may never actually leave you rich, or if you're going to take the time and invest in some fun ways and do cool things with your money over time by taking the long-term and slow approach. And you can feel a lot better about your money. You won't be as stressed. You won't be as continually worried about whether you're financial life is going to fall apart when the stock market does something at 11:30 a.m. on a random Wednesday. If you like living on eggshells, then that's what you should do. The stock market can be crazy, and you won't be living on eggshells if you're saving for the long term and you're invested well. How do you actually implement this? That's the next question we're going to answer. Like I said, the impact is huge. So there's a lot of ways that you can implement your get rich slowly scheme. The first, let's look at your current savings. If you don't know your current savings, then start tracking your expenses and income to figure out how much money you aren't spending. Because if you don't know that, how can you figure out how you're going to save this money slowly in order to get rich? So that's the first step. Look at your current savings and how much money you're spending and making. That way you can start at that point. Second, let's look at some long-term goals. So let's look at things like your emergency funds, your retirement, college savings, healthcare savings, and more. But let's talk about how long-term investing can be used for each of those. The primary method, of course, is index funds all the way. Keep it simple with something like the S&P 500 or a total market index, and keep it simple. Go back and listen to my podcast episodes about simple investing. It's the way to go. But first, let's talk about emergency funds. A lot of people talk about how you want to keep this in cash because it's the safest. And that's 100% true. If savings is your first emergency fund, then keep it in cash. That way you have the money at easy access. If you're able to establish maybe a long-term habit, you can look to start investing your emergency fund, maybe in some simple, like a bond-based index fund. Keep like a one-year, look into one-year rules on tax gains and income limits. I just said a whole lot of things about emergency funds, but let's keep it simple here. make sure it's in cash. Then you don't have to worry about it. If you're really feeling like you're really steady in your finances and maybe your emergency fund's larger than it should be, you can look to invest some of it in a simple stock or bond-based index fund, but keep it simple and keep it in cash. But next, let's talk about retirement. You have to invest for retirement. You're not going to make enough money to be able to retire. You have to invest to get enough money to retire. And dumping it all into index funds is the safest place to put it for the long term. Then you don't have to worry about it on some random Thursday in the middle of July when you don't know what's going on in the stock market. If you just dump it in index funds, it doesn't matter. It may not grow as fast during growth periods, but it's also a lot safer during those downturns. So when you hear people saying, oh, my stock portfolio is way down, will the stock market ever recover? I don't know if I'm going to be able to retire. You look at your retirement account and you say, ooh, yeah, that's not great, but I'll be fine. We'll give it a few months and we'll be good. And even then, you're probably not down enough that it's going to completely impact and destroy your entire plan. Let's talk about college savings now. 529 plans. They're fun. They're cool. They're great to look at. And you can have a 529 plan wherever, I believe. So make sure you look into your state rules about 529 plans, but some of them are better than others. So make sure you do a little bit of research on that. But they're a lot of fun. And there's some rules now coming out about how they can be moved into IRAs for the beneficiary. So you can get that money out of the 529 threshold for college and education spending. But these can be a great place for some tax savings, as well as you can get some tax benefited growth. So if someone wants to help pay for your kid's future college, and they want to just give them money, but maybe they want to give them a large sum of money, but they want to make sure it actually goes towards college, look into a 529 plan, because you can also invest these. You can invest these in simple index funds, just like everything else you have invested. Keep it simple, keep it easy, and keep it with index funds. Well, let's talk about healthcare. The number one concern for most people, it's your healthcare. How are you going to pay for it? Health insurance sucks. If you didn't realize it, it's no fun. And maybe you have a really good plan, but guess what? You're still stressing out about how you're going to pay things, how long health insurance takes to approve things, or you're going to be able to get the coverage you need just because your health insurance says yes or no. That's crazy. I won't dive all in on a health insurance conversation here. Just ask my wife. She can talk about it. But take some guesswork out of your healthcare expenses with an HSA. They're a lot simpler, in my opinion, to have a number to hit with your high deductible health plan, and then it's all covered. Of course, there's plans with little nuances, but the high deductible health plan allows you to hit that number and then things will be covered. So as long as you have the money in your HSA to cover that deductible, then you're good. Of course, there's always specifics. So please be sure to do your own research about your workplace healthcare plans, because sometimes maybe your employer is covering a lot of the regular plans and it makes the prices a lot more similar and a lot more worth it. So make sure you're definitely weighing the options. But an HSA is a great investing tool. Again, keep it simple with index funds all the way. Other options. Guess what? I'm just going to reiterate the common denominator here that you've heard me mention with each investing option. Your get rich slowly scheme should include index funds. So let's wrap it up with a quick conversation about the money talking points. The first money talking point, how can I get involved in a get rich slowly scheme? Well, start investing in index funds today. Guess what? Go open up a Roth IRA if you don't have one. They're a great starting point. And make sure with your work 401k that it's set up in a broad index fund like the S&P 500. And make sure you get your employer match. Your 401k at work will likely be set up in some sort of age-based plan. And that's okay if that's where it's set up. But definitely identify which fund in your 401k is the S&P 500 and consider putting your money there. I think it's a great place to start, but make sure you do your own research, of course. Then set up the automated investing and kick back, relax, and don't worry about what the stock market's doing. Just keep your money going automatically into those simple index funds. That's your get rich slowly scheme. And that's the kind of schemes that we need to be talking about, how to get people rich. But the second money talking point is, what opportunities could investing open for me? Guess what? You could do some fun things with tax savings. I've said a lot of guesses this game or this episode. There's not a whole lot of guessing to it. Short-term investing will leave you stressed and could potentially ruin your financial life. But take the guesswork out of it and stick to long-term investing. Could open up some opportunities like fun tax savings, some cool budgeting options, savings opportunities, and just more options in general with money because you actually have it. You're not forced to back the truck up to the crazy risky investment because you have no retirement. Keep it simple, keep it fun, keep it cool with index funds and automated investing. let's wrap up today's episode. I hope I opened your eyes in a new way to the Get Rich Slowly world. It's the simplest and most stress-free. I hope you'll consider talking about it with a friend. Then while you're at it, you can share today's episode with them and then have a great money conversation. Thank you to everyone who's been listening and sharing. I hope you notice on social media that I've been doing some more reels, some quick tips and information, some blog posts. So please consider following me on social media if you haven't. I've also had a lot of traction gain and a lot of views over the last few months. So thank you to everyone who's watching and listening and checking out all the content I'm putting out. Please be sure to check out the blog if you want to see more written stuff that you can share and talk about with your friends. But thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.